From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles Distorted Fate in their hard-hitting album, Haunting. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're bringing back a more traditional metal sound to our show, which has been made possible by the Antelope Valley, California-based metal band Distorted Fate and their album Haunting. While you would classify their sound as speed metal, you get a sense that the band is just as much influenced by Iron Maiden as they are Metallica or any of the other new metal acts that are out there at the moment. Rockwired had a chance to speak with guitarist Bob Spears regarding the band's release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD Haunting, here is Distorted Fate with Come to Pass. From their CD Haunting, that was Distorted Fate with Come to Pass. Visit the band at www.distortedfate.com. I had a chance to speak with the band's guitarist, Bob Spears, over the phone. Here's how it went.
Well, with Haunting out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result after all the work that has gone into making it's behind you?
I'm very, very pleased with it. It turned out much better than we ever anticipated because our producer really came through and just brought the best out of all of us. He was just amazing, and the sound quality, much better than I ever thought. Actually, I still listen to it today, and I'm like, wow, it's really, really good as far as the production. Something that really hard nowadays to get, a lot of people doing it themselves like we did, and we worked on it, and we got it pretty close, but it's just not perfect. So I'm very, very happy with it.
I see, and the producer was Matt Gruber?
Correct.
Talk about working with him.
Very cool dude. Really nice. He was actually very laid back. He came to Distorted Fate Studio the first time, kind of checked us out and everything, and we went down and did a little rehearsal, and then went through and we started recording, and he had set up all the studios. So we went in and did the drums and bass in one studio, went to another studio and did all the guitar work, and then did the vocals at DF Studio. We just gave everything to him, and he went to a giant studio in Burbank called Wyman Studios and mixed everything, and we were just like, wow. But as far as him, he is just a great guy, really, really cool, laid back, and he just, he has one of those people that you feel real comfortable with, and you feel like, you know, you don't feel under pressure, which is really important.
What's been the band's recording experience before this album?
Me and the drummer were in a band called Forewarned, about on and off for like 5 years before this, and we had done a couple recordings on our own, and then Distorted Fate did a recording, and we did most of the stuff on our own, and we knew that we needed to get a very professional recording done. So we had a lot of experience with just doing it yourself and learning and everything, but we knew we needed to have somebody that really had the experience and everything like that, and boy, we found it.
And talk about the genesis of the band. How did it start?
Well, again, me and the drummer were in Forewarned for 4 or 5 years, and the guitarist, the other guitar player, vocalist, went to law school, and then the bass player had to move to Arizona, so, you know, things happen. And me and the drummer started hooking up, and we're like, we need to get a band together. So we started playing around and take some riffs and started putting them together, and Brian had a good friend, Mike, which I knew, and he came over, and he actually sung a couple songs for Forewarned, you know, on a couple shows, and he came in, and we just started kind of playing around, and within a couple hours, we're like, wow, this is really going somewhere. So we wound up writing about 2 songs that came out really well, and we're like, okay, this is going somewhere, and then we went on the incredible hunt for a bass player, and that took us some time.
I see. Talk about how music began for you as an individual.
Well, I was lucky because my brother was around 7 years older than me. So by the time I was 5 years old, he was already listening to Black Sabbath. He brought home the Black Sabbath Paranoid album. And, you know, I was 5. It scared me to death.
Same here. Same
like,
here.
Funeral and, you know, I am Iron Man. And it just, you know, it just crushed me or whatever. And then after that, I transitioned a little bit to Kiss. I was really into them when I was maybe 8 years old. And then after that, I started getting into, I guess, my next big one, I guess I hit Judas Priest. And the British Steel came out, album, I guess that was 1980, and I was around 7th grade, and I just started plugging away at that album, and I virtually learned every single song on it as best as you could for, you know, that age, of course. And then after that, I transitioned to Iron Maiden, and I started, you know, working on, you know, Number of the Beast, Killer's album, one after that, you know, Peace of Mind, and just worked on that a long time. And then the speed metal scene kicked in. And one of my friends had brought over Suicidal Tendencies, Testament, and Megadeth, and Anthrax. And from there on, I was just like, whoa. And that's basically, from there, I was just basically speed metal and that genre pretty much from then on out.
talk about your other bandmates. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes this thing work.
Well, that's one of the cool things about Distorted Fate, is we all get along very, very well. We can just sit there and hang out and, you know, go through and just have fun together. It's really cool. Our bass player, he's very, very strong when it comes to very heavy music. He's into, like, Misery Index and Aborted and very, very heavy stuff. So he brings in that super incredible heavy edge, which is really cool. The drummer is just an incredible timekeeper. He's on as far as whenever we do covers. He's, you know, it's like playing to the record. It's really cool. He played in a Iron Maiden tribute band called Seventh Son for several years. So he was really good before he started that. But then when he started playing Nico McBrain stuff for, you know, a couple of years, after I heard him again, I was just like, wow, dude, you're really, his timing is just, it's like playing to the record. I guess that's all I could really say. So that's really a neat thing. And then, of course, our vocalist, really, really cool guy, nice personality, and he's got a really good voice. And he actually started out doing Elvis in karaoke and stuff.
Oh, wow.
He did that for many years, and really funny because it's like, oh, yeah, he does Elvis or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And he started singing some Elvis stuff, and I was just like, whoa. So that's where he gets the really pretty, but then he's got these really awesome death metal growls and everything in between it, and that's what we like to do, is make sure that our music has a flow to it. We have very mellow parts, very heavy parts, very fast parts, and kind of move it all around, because none of us really like when you put in a CD or whatever, and the band basically sounds the same all the way through, like it's all fast or all heavy. You want it to move your emotions. You want the music to be able to flow and, you know, go through stages of the song or whatever. So our stuff does have a lot of changes and tempo changes and stuff through it.
Visit the band at www.distortedfate.com. From the album Haunting, here is Distorted Fate once again with Shocking.
We'll be right back.
listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the December Artist of the Month, Circle Down, and their EP, Mobius. Combining the grit of metal and the pulsating rhythm of hip-hop, Circle Down creates a one-of-a-kind rock and roll punch that kicks your ass into next week, with rockin' slammin' jams such as Half Step, Ashes Falling, and Crash. Tough times call for tough people, and years of rough starts has only made this band even tougher. This is rock and roll. This is Circle Down and their EP Mobius, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Circle Down at www.circledown.com. Cast your vote for the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Sweet Kiss Mama, Brandon McHose, La Cat, The Jesus Rehab, The Matt Burke Band, Kelly Lee Evans, and 49 Stones. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close on New Year's Eve, and the winner is announced on January 3rd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Coming soon to rockwired.com, a show that will change the way you think about the music industry. Rockwired Media presents Rock and Trade Weekly Report, a show all about the business of rock and roll. Join us as we profile some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry and shine a light on the issues facing music making today. The Rock and Trade Weekly Report, coming in January to rockwired.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles right here at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for the heavy metal thunder of Distorted Fate and their album, Haunting. Rockwired spoke with guitarist Bob Spears about the band's new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Explain, if it can be explained, the creative process within the band. How do you guys go about, you know, putting songs together? How does that work?
Basically, me and the bass player write most of the riffs, and we'll all kind of sit. We always do everything together. So we'll sit down, and me and bass player will start going through and writing some riffs, and then Mike and Brian will jump in, and they'll basically be like, okay, stop. And they'll start humming out what they hear. And then me and Aaron will kind of try to decipher what they're trying to do, and then we start getting, so they're basically like doing instruments with their voice, but we understand what they're doing as far as their rhythms and what they're actually trying to get across. So we actually build the entire music first, and then we get go through and kind of get the vocals, the concept, maybe like halfway through or something, we get the concept, okay, what is this song going to be about? Then as we finish creating the music, then we kind of have an understanding, and then we'll go through and the music's, I don't know, 80% done, and we'll all sit down and write all the lyrics, start piecing things, and then we'll have to start switching choruses, making things longer, shorter, whatever needs any changes. So we may go through and write a song. By the time it's done, we may change it 15 or 20 times until it's completed.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
I would have to say the title track, Haunting, because it just has a really good flow to it. Very powerful, starts out very slow, kind of creepy, takes you into just a real heavy riff, and then in the middle of the song there's a stop. Gets very, very heavy and fast, almost like a Slayer-ish riff, gets real heavy, and then it backs out very, very slow, and it just kind of has a, it again, it takes your emotions all the way through. So that one is one of the ones that stand out to me, and of course, one of my very favorites is Shocking. And that one's just real heavy, very powerful, and Mike's voice in the middle of that has an incredible, maybe a, it's like a phaser or flanger or delay or something that the producer put over the top of it, and we were just like, wow. So I would have to say those are probably my two favorite, and of course, our the very first song on our CD, Come to Pass, is just in your face. We kind of just put that one in because that one really hits you right in the head with it. So that was why we put that one first on the album.
What songs tend to get a crowd going?
That one, I would have to say, would be the last song on our CD, and that's Justified Anger. And long song, I think it's maybe 7 minutes. Very slow again in the beginning, and when the middle part kicks in, it's very fast, and it's just a very heavy, moshy rhythm, and that's when the crowd really starts going. We'll, you know, get our pit going in the middle out there, and it just really gets everybody just absolutely pumped. And that's really a fun song because we know when it's coming, and you can kind of see our fans out there, like, you know, they can tell, okay, it's coming, and then it hits. So that one's one of the more cool live shows.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard The Haunting, the CD?
I would like them to think, wow, that's something a little bit new. Not basically the same thing I've heard before. We try to make sure that what we do is always a little bit different and new, and we definitely don't want to sound like any one band, like, oh wow, they sound like Metallica or they sound like Megadeth. We want people to say, you know what, Distorted Fate has their own sound.
Visit the band at www.distortedfate.com. Here is Distorted Fate once more with the title cut from their album, Haunting.
Ceiling descending into the end.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Bob Spears of Distorted Fate for his time and the music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Since I'm gray with years, I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be